So anyway.
Anyway, I thought I'd talk about one. The story is, the title is called Majesty.
Right.
The Fantasy Kingdom Sim. And I have to say that my daughter actually went out and bought this product on her own.
Wow.
Part of it is she's been playing The Sims so much that she wanted something that wasn't just set in a modern day, but she loves the whole fantasy and the myths and the legends and all of that. So she saw this advertised as what they call the Fantasy Kingdom Sim. Then she got the game, and she started to play it. And it was nothing like The Sims.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I think that that was part of the thing. I said, well, this is interesting. So I watched her, you know, and both her and Devin, which they're 10 and 13, Caitlin's 13, both of them have been playing it quite a bit. It basically is more of what I would call a real-time strategy game. Now, where the simulation comes into is that once you have attracted heroes or whatever type of people you want to attract to your group, you do not have control of them. They have minds of their own. So that's where the sim part comes in.
Gotcha.
You know? So what happens is, again, like all of the real-time strategy games, Warcraft, Starcraft, you know, any of those types of games, you know, Command and Conquer. The idea is this is all a real-time strategy game, so you have to choose what technologies your group wants to develop. You have to choose what kind of buildings that you want to put up, what order you put up. Now, what's interesting in this is, at first I was ready to dismiss this because I was so mad.
Right.
You know, it's like, what a misrepresentation. But then I realized that the kids are playing it. They are really enjoying it. And part of it is what happens is the sim thing, depending on what decisions you make and what buildings or what groups you choose to support or how you choose to collect your taxes and all these, all influence the outcome of the game. So what you start to find as you get into this, the layers just become more and more complex. And
uh-huh.
You kind of just set up the scenarios and you watch it play. And, you know, so that's where the sim comes in. And on that level, both of the kids are just playing the heck out of the game. So, you know, on that one level, it surprised me. The downside that I have seen is that I would recommend 10 and up on this game,
mm-hmm.
Unless you have some real avid users. Part of it was just the basic learning curve of it was a little more difficult. It's not as complex as some of the other games out there, but my daughter did end up reading the manual a bit and was a little confused initially. It wasn't enough to stop her from playing, so that's always what I'm looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Did we not spend the... We spent the money not well here, but they actually played it. They played every day. She's gotten far enough that she's taken on the advanced levels. So I take that, again, as a good way of looking at it. This is a great alternative for people that are looking for games that aren't just kind of the, you know, mass your troops and make a major assault kind of a strategy.
Right.
That will not work in this game.
All right.
You don't have that option even. So,
okay.
It's a little bit more cerebral, and, you know, if there's some people out there that like the fantasy kind of thing, of course there's all the magic and all the spells that go along with it, and, you know, you have to have the buildings there to support your people for whatever they may like to do. So, you know, elves and all these different kinds of characters that enter into the game, you better have your stuff to support them. You know, they might, you got to have an elven lounge if you have elves, because, you know, they've got to come in and go to the bar and blow off some steam after a hard day. So, you know, on that level, I really applaud them. I think they did a really good job, and I think this is the kind of game that on the surface I was a little hesitant about, but again, watching how my kids are playing it, the difference of it just not being this whole attack mentality, but more of like setting up the scenario and then trying to manage it on that level is where the sim part comes in. And on that, I think there's a lot to be learned there for older kids.
Okay, good. You know? And again, it's called Majesty.
Yes.
And if platforms, I forgot to ask,
well,
what were the platforms?
Only Win95, 98.
Okay.
And they are promising a Mac soon. There is a wonderful downloadable demo off the site that people can check out. It's by a company called MicroProse. They've always made very good games. So, you know, definitely worth looking into.
Okay, good.
And it's about $40. I've seen it as low as under 30. out there. So if you're looking for a kind of compromised game for your kids that isn't really like a graphically violent game that'll actually make them think a bit,
yeah,
this is very good.
All right, good. Again, it's called Majesty, and as Tim said, you can download a demo copy so you can try before you buy, which is always nice. And we've provided a link. Tim has provided that for me. If you go to everythingcomputers.com and click on this week's links, right there under Tim's name, you'll see a link to Majesty. So thank you, sir, as always. And enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All righty.
Take care. That's Tim McCarthy, our kids software specialist.